Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 91. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 66. Sunny and 91 throughout Friday. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies into Friday night with a low around 70. South winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting up to 30. Sunny and 91 Saturday. South winds still gusting as high as 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 59 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. A Nebraska sex offender has come to Kansas to continue crime with 21 counts of child sex crimes. Nicholas Seaman of Lincoln allegedly committed these crimes between January and October of 2022 with a single victim. Nebraska records show that Seaman was convicted in military court of sexual assault and abusive sexual contact in September of 2022. But these crimes happened in Kansas. Among the public universities, community colleges, and technical colleges in Kansas, all saw an overall growth in headcount at around a 2% increase, according to the Kansas Board of Regents. The six public universities saw a growth of 1,467 students. Kansas Board of Regents President and CEO Blake Flanders attributes this growth to increased student aid, a common general education package, and growing opportunities for students to participate in applied learning and internships. Kansas Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson.
Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino is giving away $10,000 every Saturday in September. 10K Saturday. Earn points on your Seven Clans Players Card and increase your chances to win one of five different $2,000 drawings every Saturday in September. There's just more at Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino. More life-changing jackpots, more cash giveaways, and more entertainment. Come play this Saturday and take away your share of 10K. Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino. Highway 77 in Newkirk. Where the winners play.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Matthew Richards, a former Shawnee County youth pastor, admitted to stabbing his wife and children because of financial issues, according to new court documents. He is currently charged with five counts of attempted murder and other crimes as he allegedly attacked his wife and five children on September 16th. Police responded to the Richards' home after receiving several 911 calls. One of the callers reported that their father had been chasing them with a knife, and another caller mentioned that she had been stabbed and needed help. When officers arrived, they found three people outside of a burning house suffering from stab wounds. One of the children was stabbed in his upper right chest and had a significant cut across his abdomen, exposing his internal organs. And another child suffered multiple stab wounds to his colon, liver, neck, and back. Firefighters across the state have been alerted due to the ongoing drought, hot and windy conditions in the forecast for the rest of this week. At least in Sedgwick County, the fire marshal is asking to limit the use of campfires, chimneys, and barbecue grills outside. Kansas Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. The Central Community College Board of Governors have approved an operating budget for 2023 through 2024. It includes its fifth straight decrease in the property tax levy for the 25 counties served by Central Community College. Jessica Burgess, who helped a teen get an illegal abortion in the state of Nebraska, was sentenced to 2 years in prison in Madison County District Court. The charge was removing slash concealing a dead human body, false reporting, and performing an abortion past 20 weeks gestation. The 17-year-old girl being helped by Burgess has since turned 18 and was sentenced in July to 90 days in jail, followed by 2 years of probation after pleading guilty of removing a dead human body in May. A judge ordered that Burgess receive a psychological evaluation before her sentencing but that was rescinded due to lack of funding. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hi. The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and discussed options for an interim city administrator, with Austin St. John leaving that post in October. A part-time candidate would work perhaps 3 days per week and would be assured the same salary and benefits as the current administrator, in addition to covering mileage and lodging. One prospect was mentioned, and Councilmember Jeff Keating offered an alternative in using previous city administrator Rick Shane. Mayor Jason Barnes indicated that he would not be in favor of nominating Shane. Consensus then was to reach out to the League of Municipalities to advertise short-term for candidates and see who may be available. An interim would likely serve a 3 to 6 month term until a full-time prospect is hired. Approval was given for the police department to pursue a state grant funded through federal American Rescue Plan funds for $62,000, with the city contributing 10% toward updating vehicle radios. Another federal grant in the works through the U.S. Senate would fund $173,000 for a drug analyzer at $40,000, which would be one of three in the state and would be available for Northeast Kansas. It would also fund updated vehicle cameras and the UTV purchase recently approved. Millings on Jayhawk Road were discussed, and council consensus was to see how they hold up this winter before considering additional millings. It was mentioned a portable milling machine could be helpful in providing patching for alleys and such. Public concern with seating of the ball fields at Dargetts Park was discussed. Austin St. John said that decision was made at a city council workshop and would result in less workload and maintenance for park staff. Councilman Todd Fry was not at the workshop and expressed concern that such a decision was made without Parks and Rec Committee consideration and no open discussion at regular city council meetings. After considerable back and forth, no change was made to the recent seating, which was done. The ball fields will still be available for practice and play. Kyle Mashburn of Lynn was arrested September 21st on pending charges of rape, sexual exploitation of a child, and breach of privacy, and was held at the Washington County Jail on release on $30,000 bond. Homecoming is Friday at Valley Heights. Queen candidates are Maggie Torber, Olivia Scala, and Elena Merck. King candidates Carson Spoontz, Kyson Bigham, and Drake Slifer. The annual Mustang Bonfire is planned Thursday evening at 8:30 at the school, with a homecoming parade Friday afternoon at 2:15 in Waterville. The Mustang Booster Club will serve a pulled pork sandwich meal at 5:30 Friday, as Valley Heights will host Salina Sacred Heart for the homecoming game. Southern High homecoming at Wymore is Friday. Queen candidates are Jaden Ollington, Ainsley Hughes, Savannah Mason, Caden C., and Riley Savage. King candidates Antonio Pernata, Lennon Saltz, Tyson Singleton, Matt Walk, and Bladen Weiner. Southern entertains Freeman in the homecoming match Friday. Blue Rapids Community is hosting a road ramble Saturday with registration at 8 a.m. at the community center, a breakfast at 8:30, the drivers meeting at 10:30, and the ride begins at 11. Drivers must be back by 6 p.m. with door prizes and a poker hand. For information, contact Crystal Porter at 785-383-3909. Area 4-H youth will be spotlighted in October during National 4-H Month. KNDY invites anyone interested to submit a short recording, which will be used throughout the month on air. For details, contact Stacy Mayer at KNDY or email KNDY@bluevalley.net. Axtell Community Christmas Cantata rehearsals begin October 1st. Rehearsals Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. are open to anyone interested at the Axtell United Methodist Church, lasting about an hour and a half. The cantata is planned December 10th. For information, contact Darlene Porting at 785 353-2536. Marjorie E. Marge Lau, age 85, of Greenleaf, passed away September 20th. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7. At the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marge Lau. Denise M. Torrey, age 63, of Axtell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery. Axtell-Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Denise Torrey. Floyd F. Munson, age 87, of Olsburg, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service is planned Thursday, October 5th at 10:30 at the Olsburg Lutheran Church, interment in the Olsburg City Cemetery, with the Anders Fively Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Floyd Munson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork tender, mashed potatoes, garden blend, and rosy applesauce. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, baby bakers, peas, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-60s and mid-70s. South winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. And clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting up to 30. Staying sunny into Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. South winds still gusting up to 30. Still sunny and breezy as we head into Sunday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. South winds still gusting up to 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September 77, record high in this date 106, the average low 52, and the record low 32. Sunrise this morning 7:20, sunset this evening at 7:16. It's 59 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 28th of September. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ladies, elevate your style with our latest arrivals at MSC Boutique. Whether you're looking for a chic t-shirt or a trendy kimono, we've got you covered. Stop in our shop in downtown Marysville and inquire about our MSC rewards and start earning points today. Let our staff help you live your life with confidence. MSC Boutique, feel good fashion for everyday life.
Acuna extends his own history. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Cubs, Braves in Atlanta last night, tied at 5 in the bottom of the 10th.
Winning run at second, the pitch. Swung on, rifle to right field, base hit. One hopper to Suzuki. Here comes Ronald, here comes the throw. Braves win!
The call on 680 AM, the fan. Ronald Acuna Jr. scoring the winning run. But earlier in Ozzie Albies' at-bat, he stole his 70th base of the season, becoming the first big leaguer ever in the 40-70 club. Braves clinch home field advantage for the playoffs in the 6-5 win. Phillies, Pirates in Philadelphia. Bryce Harper at bat, bottom seven.
And Hernandez pitch, swung on, hit well, center field straight away. Sawinski going back, he's looking up, and it is gone into the Phillies bullpen.
The call on WIP, that blast was the game winner. Phils edged the Pirates 7-6, extending their winning streak to 7 games. Wild card races are heating up. In New York, the Marlins split a doubleheader with the Mets, dropping the opener 11-2, bouncing back to win the nightcap 4-2. The Marlins now tied with the Cubs for the last slot. The D-backs gain a game on both, blanking the White Sox 3-zip. Rangers shut out the Halos 5-zip. Astros, Mariners, and Seattle, top four, tied at 1.
Runners on first and third, 1-0 count. Breaking ball, hit well. Deep to left field, Moore going back. That ball is gone!
Call on KBME. Astros go on to beat the Mariners 8-3. Texas maintaining a 2.5 game lead on Houston, while the Astros go up a game and a half on the Mariners for the third AL wildcard slot. The Blue Jays lost to the Yankees 6-0 and are now only up a half game on the Astros for the second wildcard slot. NBA, Damian Lillard is heading to the Milwaukee Bucks in a three-team trade. DeAndre Ayton and Jrue Holiday go to Portland, along with a 2029 first-round pick. The Suns get Yusuf Nurkic and Grayson the Goon Allen. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday Night Football, Marysville hosting Rock Creek on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington County home to Bennington live on FM 95.5.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday. Before we get rolling on this Thursday, keeping you up to date all day long with the latest market information right here, let's review yesterday. Here's how your Wednesday finished. Corn for December, final price 483 and a quarter. That's up 3.5. March corn at 498 and a quarter. That's up 3.25. Kansas City wheat for December, 694 and a half, down 16. Kansas City wheat for March, 702 final price, down 15 and three quarters. Oats for December, final price, 437 and a quarter, up 4.25. March oats finished at 452 and three quarters. That's up 2.75. Looking at November soybeans, 1303 and a quarter, final price, up 0.5. January soybeans, final price, 1323, and that's up 2. Looking at cotton for October, 88.40, final price, up 22 cents. December cotton at 88.30, up 12 cents. Taking a look at cattle. Live cattle for October, $184.90, up 10 cents. High was $185.80, low $184.45. December live cattle, $188.17, down 30 cents. High, $189.35. Low, $187.72.5. Feeder cattle for September, $251.52. That's down $1.07.5. High was $252.50. Low, $251.25. That's what happened with the markets yesterday. Coming up in a few, we will keep you up to date all day long with the latest market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Whether the work is inside or outside, a repair, remodel, addition, or new construction, Peak Construction in Marysville is ready to build. They start off by helping you turn your vision into a concrete design with the help of samples from local vendors. Their in-house construction crew gets to work making that design a reality. Imagine what you can do with the help of Peak Construction. Phone 562-6380 for an appointment to start planning from top to bottom, inside and out. Call Peak Construction, 562-6380.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Keeping records is a crucial part of caring for a cattle herd. K-State livestock economist Ted Schroeder discusses a recently released app called CalfDex that could help. He says why him and his team took the initiative to put this app together.
We've long seen as a challenge in the industry is not only collection of information within operations that enhances decision making, but also the ability to transfer some of that information to downstream customers, say to a cow-calf producer selling to a bag grounder or to a feedlot, or retaining ownership, that we could easily, efficiently transfer selected information from the cow-calf producers downstream, ultimately maybe even further downstream from feedlots, further into packers and even ultimately end customers.
Calf text can be downloaded on Apple and Android cell phones, and Shredder explains why that is likely important to producers.
This was a launch into a tool that would enable quick and easy in-the-field data collection for very specific characteristics or attributes or treatments we were doing with these animals, specifically targeted with the calves in mind as the main source of the information. So both meant to be a tool to enhance on-farm decision-making and data collection, really, that could interface with other kinds of data management systems. And this one is focused on a small set to be easy, convenient to use for what its intended purpose is, but also secondarily then to facilitate downstream data sharing.
He says the accessibility and ability of the app to connect with other cattle data is beneficial for getting the information in one place.
The really valuable component of this app that you can enter data out in the field as calves are being processed. You're out there, you know, calves that are recently born, enter whatever treatments and whatever protocols you've done to them that day. Is it also then when you get back to the home base where you turn on and upload those data to the spreadsheet to an online system, those data then are data you can access, summarize, use for future analyses and decision making, as well as share downstream. So the whole idea of making it easy to input and efficient then to utilize, analyze, merge with other on-farm data and share is what this is all about.
That was K-State livestock economist Ted Schroeder with what the new CalfDex app could provide to cattle producers. It is free to download and can be used without cell phone service. Find CalfDex in the Apple Store or Google Play Store. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Shorter run of cattle with a harvest underway. Over 500 ahead of early consignments. They'll begin at 10:30 with the culls. Selling 19 black and white face steers and heifers off cow weighing 400 to 500 pounds. 50 black steers and heifers, 450 to 6. 45 black and white face steers and heifers, 475 to 650. 65 black and charlay steers and heifers weighed 5 to 6. 40 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6, 35 weighing in at 5 to 7. 45 black and white face steers and heifers weigh 6 to 7. 29 black and red steers and heifers, 650 to 750. 87 mixed steers and heifers off grass weigh 700 to 900 pounds. 13 red and black heifers off grass, 750 to 8. 17 red Angus steers, 750 to 850. 24 black heifers off grass, 775 to 850. And 37 mostly black steers off grass weighing 8 to 850. Those are early consignment listings. More by sale time 10:30 today, beginning with the culls at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
There's no time better suited for family outings than fall. We have a few suggestions for making some family memories this season for the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 28th, the 271st day of the year. Chinese philosopher Confucius was born on this day, and in 1997, the DVD or digital video disc was first introduced. Harvest season gets our vote for the best time of year for fun family activities. Nothing beats a hayride on a pick-your-own pumpkin farm. All the better if there's hot apple cider at the end or a fire for roasting marshmallows. The crisp air and fall colors make it the ideal season for a nature walk, too. Check out all those trails you passed up in the sweltering heat of summer. And while you have the family together, bring out the sweaters and scarves and pose for your Christmas card portrait. You'll be a step ahead before the season gets too hectic. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. It's 59 degrees. We'll look at 90s today, tomorrow. Looks like the end of August, more than the end of September.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. Lance Leipold says that the 2021 win over Texas does not matter at all. According to the AP poll, the Jayhawks are the 24th best team in the country. They are headed to Austin to face the number 3 team in the country in the Texas Longhorns. Texas already has a season-making win against the Crimson Tide of Alabama, and the Jayhawks could be looking for that win. But Lance Leipold says that their win from a few years ago doesn't matter in this year's matchup.
Old news. Doesn't matter. Both teams are significantly better. Honestly, it's so far in the past, we got to keep moving. Yeah, it helped this program. It helped our players.
Coach Leipold went on to mention that he does not want the 2021 win over Texas to be mentioned again in any of his press conferences this week. The Wildcats are currently on an off week and are trying to get healthy, in the words of Coach Chris Klieman. But that doesn't mean that they can't add to their resume, as DJ Giddens, after 207 yards and 4 touchdowns, was named Doak Walker National Running Back of the Week. Mid-America Network Sports.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The Kansas City Chiefs selected Rashee Rice with their second-round pick in the 2023 NFL Draft. They did something almost identical the year previous with Sky Moore, and both are still learning the playbook, development timing, and growing into an eventual huge role. Despite the early sputtering of the Chiefs' offense, and particularly with Rashee Rice's drops, Andy Reid said, quote, "I like the way Rice is coming along. He's catching the ball well." Rashee Rice was also in a better performance overall from his Week 1 performance. Along with his Week 2 performance, Rashee Rice was very close to scoring 2 touchdowns before being deemed down before reaching the line to score. Travis Kelce's jersey sales have spiked a full 400%, likely due to his romantic attachment to Taylor Swift and her rabid fan base. And we have a huge Thursday night football matchup from the NFC North. The Detroit Lions will be heading to Green Bay and Lambeau Field to take on the Packers. Both teams currently sit at 2-1. Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson.
Twin Valley League volleyball scores from Tuesday night action. Onega finishes the night 1-1 with a victory over Troy. Donovan West finishes 2-0 with wins over Onega and Troy. Valley Heights finishes 2-0, defeating Axtell and Frankfort. Frankfort finishes 1-1 with a win over Axtell. Hanover goes undefeated, topping Lynn twice and Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde finishes the night 1-1 with a victory over Lynn. Centralia finishes 1-1 with a victory over Blue Valley, while Washington County finishes the evening 2-0 with victories over Centralia and Blue Valley. Results from the Axtell Invitational last Saturday. Valley Heights finishes first, Frankfort finishes third, Axtell finishes fifth, while Lynn finishes sixth. updated league standings. Hanover sets in the number one spot, 9-0 in league, 19-3 overall. Valley Heights is in second with a league record of 7-2, 19-8 overall, while Frankfurt and Donovan West are tied for third, 6-2, and 14-8 overall.
At Marysville High School, the girls' volleyball team split a pair of matches with Clay Center last Thursday and met Abilene Tuesday. The North Central Kansas League tennis meet is at Wamego Saturday. Marysville is 3-year defending champion of the league. Marysville will host the 1-2-3A Girls Tennis Regional October 6th and 7th. Girls golf continues. Coach Chase Green will be a guest at halftime on our broadcast of Marysville High School football Friday. Friday Night Football, Marysville entertains Rock Creek live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Washington County entertains Bennington live on FM 95.5. KPREP's pregame show begins at 6, the TVL roundup at 6:30, and our pregame coverage follows. College action Saturday, Kansas Jayhawks, 2 o'clock pregame, 2:30 kickoff live on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
Can change.